You're listening to The Senior Solution, and I'm Peter Lichtenberg, Director of the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State University. Taking part in this broadcast is an opportunity to share our university research with the Detroit community, and it's always great to be here. This morning, we're going to look at barriers to heart failure care in our community. Joining me in this studio is Dr. Faith Hopp, an assistant professor in the School of Social Work at Wayne State, where she is a gerontologist who teaches courses on social welfare, policy, and research methods. In a recent research project funded by the Hartford Geriatric Social Work Faculty Scholars Program, she led a research team conducting focus groups and interviews among people with heart failure. And the results are helping us understand some of the challenges people face in our community when they have heart failure. Welcome, Faith.
Thank you.
Your research involves asking people about how they experience heart failure. How on earth do you find study participants for this?
Well, thank you. Good question. We actually had some very helpful clinical partners at Sinai Grace Hospital, one of our local community hospitals, and I worked with some of the researchers and clinicians there, and we found, based on hospital records, people who had been hospitalized three or more times with a diagnosis of heart failure in their record. And so those were the people who we contacted to invite them to participate in either a focus group or an individual interview.
Faith, I'm always interested in how people self-perceive. Do these folks refer to themselves as having heart failure? Are they fairly well informed about what heart failure is?
That's a really good question, because what we found was that some people were, in fact, quite informed and understood heart failure and what they were facing. Other people, even though the medical record indicated that they had this diagnosis, really didn't know a whole lot about their condition or even would not describe them as themselves as having heart failure.
I imagine that would add to the difficulties that people face in managing their heart failure, and I'm imagining that there's a lot of self-management that's involved here. Could you describe for us? Absolutely.
I work, as I mentioned, with a clinical team, and I'm kind of the researcher on the team, and I think oftentimes what helps is that it's helpful to have a group of people around you who really support you, a team, if you will, and the challenges are that people really do need to watch their symptoms. Even a small change in weight, for example, a small daily change in weight oftentimes means that people need to make a medication adjustment, which means they need to be in close contact with their medical team.
So by the time you've been hospitalized three times for these kinds of symptoms and condition, even the small things have to be attended to, is what I hear you saying.
Absolutely. And oftentimes what works is for people to really understand that they need to be watching their symptoms, watching their weight, being aware of their salt intake, knowing who to call if they do have a question or a problem, and what the important things are to report, for example, any changes in shortness of breath or in their weight.
What are the two or three most prominent symptoms that people who have heart failure need to be closely monitoring?
I would say number one is weight, being aware of fluctuations in their weight throughout the week. That would be a very important one. Sometimes that can be an indication that people are starting to experience more serious problems with their heart failure. And the other symptom would be shortness of breath, especially if they find that their shortness of breath is increasing.
I'm interested, Faith, how frightening is it for people with heart failure to be experiencing, especially that latter symptom, shortness of breath?
People in our focus groups and in our interviews mentioned that this could be a very scary experience. One person said it felt as if they were disoriented. Oftentimes their first awareness of having heart failure was they had, for example, a heart attack. One person said they felt like their skin was on fire, that their memory, they were having some memory issues. So it can be a really scary condition for people to experience, and that's why it's all the more important for people to have support from their families, their spiritual leaders, and also from social workers.
In general terms, what's happening to the heart during a heart failure?
Well, the heart failure can be thought of as basically a weakening in the pumping of the heart. And there are different types of heart failure. Sometimes their heart is constricting, and sometimes it is expanding. And so what is happening oftentimes is there's a weakened pumping of the heart. The system isn't working as efficiently as it should be. And that really, it's really a systemic condition. Having heart failure means that people also can be experiencing difficulties in their lungs, in their liver, and also in their kidneys. So it really is a whole body system condition, and that means that people have to be receiving medical care and support so that they can really understand their symptoms.
Now, depending on your heart, I guess this could happen throughout life, the lifespan. With your focus groups and interviews, did you focus mostly on older adults? Or?
Yes, we had people participating in our focus groups who were age 60 and above. That was one of our criteria. We didn't want to simply focus on people traditionally 65 and older, because oftentimes people do develop heart failure in their 50s, or as you mentioned, even earlier.
And what were two or three of the nuggets that you got from some of these focus groups about how they experience their heart failure in their daily lives?
Well, I think one of the things, you know, you mentioned the study as being about barriers to heart failure care. There were also many strengths that people brought to this experience. And one of the most important strengths that people brought was spirituality. People talked a lot about prayer. They talked about turning to God. They talked about the need to really use this as an opportunity to become more spiritual in their lives, and also quite a bit of gratitude, really thanking God for what the hospital staff had done for them. So I think the idea that people have coping mechanisms that they develop throughout their lives, and spirituality for the people in our groups, and by the way, these were all people living in the Detroit area, that was incredibly important. And so they, you know, certainly heart failure is very challenging and can be really scary, but by drawing on the resources that they have, that was how people coped.
How critical is it for people with heart failure to have a primary care physician involved in the care?
It's very important. I think that the primary care physician really is the person oftentimes who knows about comprehensively about your life and about the challenges that you're facing and your physiology. What we find in our clinical teams, however, is that it's often helpful to see a specialist at least once if you have heart failure. And another strategy, in addition to having a primary care physician, is to really have a team approach to care. My colleague, Peter Vykavich, who has practices both at the VA hospital in Detroit and also at Oakwood in Dearborn, his approach really that he advocates is to have social workers, nurse practitioners, the cardiologists, geriatricians, dieticians, pharmacists, basically an entire village of people supporting the persons with heart failure. And so primary care physicians oftentimes can play a coordinating role and really provide ongoing and long-term support. But all of these specialists are important in helping people with heart failure.
Given the relative shortage of primary care physicians in Detroit, mm-hmm. is this a unique barrier to urban areas like ours, or maybe rural areas, in patients getting diagnosed in a timely manner about heart failure?
I think that is definitely a real challenge. The access to care, particularly access to primary care physicians, is of course a challenge. And also, in addition to that, access to specialists, of course, is even more challenging. As you probably know, I'm sure there is a shortage of geriatricians in this country. And so I think having the access to care is very critical. Fortunately, there are resources here in the Detroit area that people should be aware of.
Faith, I think you hit on something very important. Just as our nation's older adult population is booming, we're seeing declining numbers in all fields, including your own social work, of people trained to work with older adults. It sort of underscores the importance of that integrated care or team approach mm-hmm. that you were talking about with your colleague. Speak for a minute about how vital integrated care, team treating, individuals is going to be in the future?
I think it is going to be incredibly important. Everybody has a different expertise that they bring to bear. And heart failure is incredibly complex. There are different types of heart failure, systolic heart failure and diastolic heart failure. Even a person well-trained in cardiology, for example, may not be trained in all of the nuances of heart failure. Nurse practitioners can oftentimes play a vital role in helping people with heart failure, maybe even through home care services and through agencies such as the Area Agency on Aging. So I think that the ability to work as a team and to collaborate is something that professionals, medical professionals, social service professionals, are going to need to really develop, and in a way that really will help older adults.
Thank you so much, Faith. If you tuned in during this interview, I'm Peter Lichtenberg with the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State University. If you would like to learn more about the research of Professor Faith Hopp, plan to join us on Tuesday, October 28th at the Weekly Institute of Gerontology Colloquium, a program that's open to the public. Beginning at 9:30, Faith will address opportunities and barriers to heart failure care in urban areas. We hold these sessions at 71 East Ferry Street, right next door to the Institute. Each week, you have the opportunity to learn how our research in gerontology is improving the quality of life for our senior population. If you would like information on this series, call 577-2297 or visit our website, www.iog.wayne.edu. And now I invite you to stay tuned for more of The Senior Solution with host Paul Bridgewater, President and CEO, Detroit Area Agency on Aging.